You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for Startups to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. Happy hump day. By the time you hear this, it will either be hump day evening, Wednesday evening, or Thursday. So excited to have you all here. It is your host, Jackie Zuck. It is an awesome day for another show of Who's Next to Know About. So our guests today are the founders of Solby Learning Boston. Now, what is Solby Learning? Solby is the new premier Boston early learning center that is creating a learning ecosystem that supports families, reimagines learning spaces, and goes way beyond the traditional childcare. Solby's unique program combines aspects of the Montessori method and Reggio Emilia approach to learning, along with Spanish immersion, research-based best practices, and a commitment to wellness. They were also recently featured on NBC's The Hub. They have so many different exciting things to share, and I have been so honored to also help work with them for their launch of their amazing business. So I'm really excited to have Tyson and Hannah on today. So we're going to have a quick word from our sponsor, and stay tuned for Hannah and Tyson. All right, everybody, I officially have the co-founders on the line of Solby Learning Boston, Hannah Riddle de Rojas and Tyson Kratz. Hi, guys. How are you today?
I'm good.
I know you guys are both talking same time. Good. I'm so excited to have you. Absolutely love what you're doing. And I'm going to first start with questions for Tyson. So for people who have never heard of Solby Learning, tell us what it is and what it means.
Solby is a new and innovative early learning center for families with children 0 to 5, and we are now open and enrolling in Chestnut Hill. But to really understand what Solby is, and Jackie, hopefully you saw some of this when you were here, you have to understand that we truly believe in a holistic approach. And we do that because creating a successful life, however you want to define success, is rapidly depending less and less on traditional academic skills, things like rote learning and memorization. And success is instead quickly depending more and more on transferable skills. These are things like critical thinking, creativity, communication, awareness, collaboration, entrepreneurship. And at its core, it's about the ability and the confidence to make your own way in the world, to really thrive. And when these things are more than just words, when they truly become manifest in a school's programs, people, routines, and design, it becomes a very empowering place to be. And empowering children and families and educators is really what Solby's all about. And of course, now to actually do that, we're integrating things like a seat-at-table nutrition program, yoga, mindfulness, music, art, architecture, and design, along with research-based best practices in early education. And we're weaving all these things together to create a truly exceptional early learning experience, not only for children, but also for the important adults in their lives.
And we're also a Spanish immersion program, and we chose soul, as in sun, with the English word to be. So getting at something which means something like to be full of light, which plays on this idea that children are not vessels to be filled, but candles to be lit.
Love it. So, Hannah, can you elaborate more on the Spanish immersion you guys are doing, all the offerings you have and stuff like that?
Of course. So Spanish immersion basically means that we go through our day in Spanish. Educators speak Spanish with children. Children can respond in whatever language they're comfortable with, could be English or Spanish. But we do intentionally create opportunities for children to acquire a second language, and that's through speaking to them in Spanish. As they get older, we do writing in Spanish as well. So we focus, especially once they get into pre-K, we focus our instruction in writing in English and in Spanish so that children are setting good foundations for literacy in both languages.
Awesome. So Tyson, tell us about your background and how you and Hannah came together to create Solby.
Right. I mean, the path to us starting this and the path into this industry, at least especially for me, was very unexpected. My background is actually in finance and investing, and if someone had told me 10 years ago that I would be building an early education center and loving it, I would have thought that they were totally nuts. And then in 2012, when I was working at a private investment firm in Minnesota, I became involved in the operations of an early education company. And when I was there, I met my now business partner, Hannah, who was the head of curriculum development at the time. And together, along with our third co-founder, who was already living in Boston, we saw how crucial the first few years of a child's development are for determining successful outcomes later in life. And I guess to sum it all up, you know, we really saw an opportunity to do things differently. And we saw an opportunity that is, you know, really both wonderfully challenging and wonderfully rewarding.
Totally. And you guys aren't even originally from Boston, right? So, Hannah, how did you guys all meet?
Yeah, we're actually all from Minnesota. And we really met just coming together through Tyson and I working together when he was here in Minneapolis. And then I met our other co-founder through Tyson.
Oh, sorry, I was just going to jump in and our third co-founder, his name's Steve. He has a name.
Awesome. No, that's so great. I mean, what I really admire the most is you guys are such young entrepreneurs that you really can be relatable more to the millennial type of parent. So I think it's really awesome what you guys are doing. It's amazing. And I mean, I've been on site and I love the whole setup. So Hannah, can we go into a little bit of detail of the setup itself of the Solvi Learning space? Like, tell us the inspiration behind all of that.
Awesome. Okay, so the day at Solvi begins by walking into a really vibrant space that's full of a lot of natural light. Even on the dreariest of days, you walk into Solvi and it seems like it's sunny. It's incredible. So families and children come in and they walk past the commercial kitchen where breakfast is cooking. They come up to their dwelling, which is our version of a classroom, and they're given a warm welcome by educators. Parents leave with ease of mind because we've done everything to try to make the drop-off as smooth as possible. We have food, we've got diapers and wipes that are all included in tuition. So parents leave, go off to work, and then children start their day with us. They start their day with lots of play activities and exploration, followed by breakfast, and then we do some more play inside. We're heavily influenced by the Reggio Emilia approach, so you'll find a lot of our activities are based on the interests of children. We don't have any canned lesson plans. We'll do some outside time. We come back. Children help prepare a nutritious lunch, which they eat, and then they rest. After rest, children play and explore some more until their parents come to get them. And really, to answer your second question, Solvi's for any family who values a holistic approach to early childhood, one that focuses on their wellness, on character development, and on academic development.
So what ideally are the, as a follow-up question, what ideally are the hours of operation?
Yeah, so we're open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Awesome.
And families can choose a 10-hour block in between that, or we've got part-time options that are available too.
Perfect. So there's a lot of opportunity. And then the follow-up for Tyson is you guys are offering so much outside of just the day hours. Are you guys going to offer, you know, night events? Can people rent out the space? Tell us a little bit if that's something you guys will be offering, because you have so much room to and growth in that area as well.
Absolutely. And the way that we designed the space has a lot of flexibility. Our goal is always to develop after hours and weekend programming that was beneficial to families. As far as what specifically we're going to be doing, you know, right now we have birthday parties scheduled. We have been doing some play groups. We're doing parent-child yoga classes, parent-child mindfulness classes. But, you know, we're open to infinite possible futures. So if anyone listening to this has ideas or there's something that they'd like to see exist, we'd love to listen.
Awesome. So there's a lot of opportunity here for multiple purposes, which I absolutely love. So Hannah, how can parents get their kids to register to sign up? What does that whole procedure look like?
It's really easy. Interested families can reach out to us at our website, solvilearning.com, to schedule a call. And then if they're also interested, we can schedule a tour with them. We'll show them around the center and we'll tell them what we're all about. And we can also answer questions that way, too. New parents have different questions when starting childcare for the first time. And again, we offer full and part-time options. So really, we're excited to welcome any families looking for really any type of care. And we also have started a founding family initiative, which is exciting. We're working to create a really special and unique experience for the families that help us make Solvi a reality.
fabulous. So everybody needs to get social with Solby Learning on all their channels, as Solby is a one-stop shop for children and parents interested in the modern-day holistic approach. So we're going to play game time. There's no pressure how to answer them. We'll go back and forth between the two of you. It's just a fun way for our audience to get to know you outside of, you know, your busy careers that you guys are doing. So, Hannah, we're going to start with you first. What is your favorite TV guilty pleasure?
Okay, Jackie, I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but I absolutely love Friends.
Oh, my God, me too.
I have it on. I have it on all the time. It's just something I have in the background for noise. Before it was on Netflix, I had a DVD player, and I've got all 10 seasons on DVD, and it's just since college. Like, I haven't been able to kick my Friends habit.
I love it, but it's, like, it's really, like, real life, like, outside of, once you're done with college, I mean, it's very relatable content, you know? I love that show. Absolutely love it. Good choice, Hannah. Good choice. All right, Tyson, what's your TV guilty pleasure?
I'll be honest, also, even since when I was really little, my favorite shows have always been nature and science documentaries. NOVA, in particular, or Scientific American Frontiers. I dipped on the couch and eat ginger snaps, and I still... it's actually really funny. My wife's Netflix and my Netflix account are very different. My
That's hysterical. So what is that even about? It said it's called NOVA, you said?
Right. It could be anything from, you know, string theory, physics, all sorts of fun stuff.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, fascinated just because that's just so scientifically something never I would explore. So now I'm fascinated. That's awesome. Okay, Hannah, what is your favorite travel destination?
Oh, my favorite travel destination is anywhere where I can be on a white sand beach, just, like, sitting in the sun like a lizard.
So where's your... I love it. Where's your favorite place that you've been, though? What beach location?
Oh, so... Totally. So far, I'd say my favorite place was Los Cayos in Venezuela. My husband's from there, and so when I was visiting him there before we got married, he brought me to, like, one of the... I mean, it was so idyllic. It was crazy. It was beautiful. Loved it.
How far is that from here?
Oh, man. 8-hour flight, probably.
Oh, wow. So cool. I'm fascinated. Totally fascinated. I'm a beach girl myself, so I love exploring that. Thank you for sharing. What about you, Tyson? What's your favorite travel destination that you've been?
Well, most recently, actually, I just got married, and we went to Tulum, Mexico for our honeymoon, and it was incredible.
Amazing. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
That's so awesome. Thank you. Keep hearing so much about Tulum. So where is it in Mexico? What is it near? Do you have any idea? I have no idea.
It's in Yucatan. Yeah, it's basically, you know, 40-minute drive south of Cancun.
Oh, awesome. I keep hearing really great things about it. So thank you for selling me on that, because I'm looking for places to explore for the spring. So thank you.
I would definitely check it out. Definitely reach out to me if you want some recommendations.
Yeah, that would be great. Awesome. Okay, Hannah, who is someone you admire in the entrepreneur world and why?
So I really admire J.K. Rowling. I'm really inspired by her story of grit, her life, and I'm also inspired by just the Harry Potter series in general. I think it takes a really special understanding of the human condition to create characters that are so rich and so relatable. Mm-hmm. I'm just really impressed with what she's created.
Yeah, she's created an incredible life for herself coming out of, like, being homeless, right? It's right? So inspiring. It really is. That was a good choice. She's a really good one. What about you, Tyson?
Charlie Munger, who is Warren Buffett's business partner, is someone that I look up to.
And awesome.
I think what I like most is he has a very disciplined approach that brings in lots of different, it's very multidisciplinary. So he pulls in mental models from all sorts of different places and brings them together and applies them to what he does. And it's actually something that is very similar to how we approach the education program at Solby.
I love it. So have you been following him, like, for a while, like what he discusses, like live speeches, things like that?
Yeah, and he has a book called Poor Charlie's Almanac, That's one of my favorites. I reread it almost every year.
Oh, I know that book. Okay. Totally, now I'm putting two and two together.
I've never heard anyone else say that they know that book.
Really? Well, there's a first time for everything, I guess. I'm just full of random knowledge.
There's a Poor Richard's Almanac.
Right.
There's a Poor Richard's Almanac, which is and this is sort of Charlie Munger's spinoff.
I love it. I love it. So he has his own take on it. Yeah, I've definitely heard of it. I am filled with some random knowledge, you know, in the back of my head, but that's awesome. Cool. Okay, Hannah, if you can give any advice to a young entrepreneur wanting to start their own business, what would it be?
I advise any entrepreneur to find something that they really are passionate about and that really speaks to the why of their existence. Like, really find something that motivates you, because it's challenging work to be an entrepreneur, and I think that your passion really is what carries you at the end of the day.
It totally is. That's good advice. Really good advice. What about you, Tyson? What would be some advice you have for a young entrepreneur wanting to start their own business?
I would say my advice is to always be learning, because as an entrepreneur, oftentimes you have to do a lot of different things, and oftentimes those things matter. So whether it's marketing, psychology, pricing, negotiating, finance, accounting, you really have to do it all well. It really takes a ton of work, and it takes a ton of learning, and not just learning as in reading a bunch of books, or almost more as a collector, which is, I think, happens a lot, and I see it with these boxes of somehow try to download a book of knowledge once every week or something like that. And I think that there's some real risk there, and I would encourage people to really take the time to synthesize and dig deeper into their learning so that they can apply it in different contexts.
Yeah.
There's a metaphor that I think makes sense. It's kind of like, you can read a book and understand everything there is to know about painting and what it takes to paint a really incredible picture, but that is way different than being able to see a blank canvas and pick up brushes.
Right. Right. Such an interesting analogy. I mean, also, you guys both know, the social media and digital world is changing every day, that you have to just keep up to date by doing all of that type of research,
Right.
So, yeah, no, really good advice, guys. I'm sure our listeners are really going to enjoy that. All right, Hannah, what is your favorite type of music?
My favorite kind of music. I am absolutely diehard fan of electronic dance music.
Me too.
I
just love it.
It's enough. I know, it's so unexpected.
What'd you say, Tyson? I didn't hear what you chimed in and said.
I said, and that fact is my favorite thing about Hannah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And what is your favorite, Tyson? What's your favorite type of music?
I know it's kind of a lame answer, but I really do like everything besides screaming death metal, basically.
I have to agree with that.
I really like singer-songwriter type stuff. I like blues, jazz, rock and roll, classic. I like everything.
I love it. Love it. You guys are so diverse. It's so fun. So fun. Okay, final question. Hannah, what is your favorite food?
Okay, my favorite food. Love Venezuelan cuisine. There's one food specifically, they're called tequeños, and I cannot get enough of them. They're essentially this really salty, delicious cheese rolled up in almost like a pastry dough, and then they fry it, and it is, I mean, there are no words.
Melts in your mouth like a mozzarella cheese stick kind of situation, or?
Exactly. It is. Just be careful. Don't ever tell a Venezuelan that they're like mozzarella sticks.
Okay, we will not. We will
never hear the end of it. But like, it is a very similar situation.
Oh my God, hysterical. I love it. Oh my. So what are they called?
They're called tequeños.
Tequeños. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so where can you get those in Boston? Have you found them? Or you make them at home?
Well, I actually did have to make them at home, but the problem is it's a very specific cheese, so I definitely highly recommend buying them at a restaurant, because the Venezuelan restaurants get the best cheese. There's a place, I'm trying to think, I think it's in Roxbury. It's called Viva Mi Arepa, and they sell them. Oh, man. It's my go-to now that I'm in Boston. Oh, my God.
Sounds amazing. Might have to explore that. Yeah. Venezuelan mozzarella. I won't ever say that to them, but Venezuelan mozzarella cheese sticks sound pretty bomb. Pretty good. All right.
You're my husband.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I won't. Promise I won't. This is just for the show, so don't be offended. Perfect. Hannah's husband when you hear this. Okay, yeah. Tyson, what is your favorite food?
My favorite foods are the nostalgic ones. So now, you know, Boston's my home now, and there's a my wife's family owns a restaurant on Salem Street in the North End, you know, and it's the best. I mean, I'm biased, but it's incredible Italian food. And similarly, then I grew up in northern Minnesota doing a lot of hunting and fishing and things like that, and I would say that game, I like grouse and venison and that sort of like a home-cooked meal like that.
Interesting. Wow, you guys have such different interests. I love it. So fun.
Yeah.
So, wait, so Tyson, so since your wife's family owns, what's your favorite food on the menu? Like, if you could pick one go-to meal there, what would be your first choice?
There's a clam linguine that's amazing.
Love clam linguine. That's a good call. Yeah. That's a so what is it called in the North End?
Euno. E-U-N-O.
Euno. Awesome. I'm going to definitely explore it. I love the North End.
Great.
That's so fun. So, guys.
It is good. I've been there, too.
Okay, good. So Hannah can vouch. That's great. That's how you know it's super good, right, Tyson, if your friend's saying it's good, you know, not just you. I'm just kidding. Awesome. Well, guys, this has been so fun today. I want to thank you both so much for coming on the show. So once again, Hannah, can you remind everybody how they can find out more information on signing up for Soulby? And then Tyson, drop us all the social channels again, please.
Absolutely. So for interested families, they can check out our website at soulbylearning.com. They can schedule a call or a tour, and we'll show you around Soulby and tell you what we're about.
Awesome. And Tyson, you want to chime in and just say the links again, please?
Exactly. As Hannah said, the website is soulbylearning.com, S-O-L-B-E. And we also have an Instagram handle that is soulby.learning. And we are on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, I want to thank Tyson and Hannah so much for coming on today. What an incredible platform they are creating for the modern day learning for children 6 months to 5 years old, even for after hour events. I mean, you can go part-time, full-time, and there's just so much opportunity and creativity for kids to really explore. So they are located in Chestnut Hill. Soulby Learning is at 631 VF Parkway. So if you are in the Chestnut Hill or Boston area looking to explore a modern day holistic approach for learning for your children, this is the place to be. So definitely get in touch with Soulby today, Soulby Learning on all social media channels and on their website to inquire. And stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene.
Ho, 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 ho. What can I get you?
Hey, Santa, a pony and an iPhone for my mom. She really wants one.
That's a lot.
Look, at Metro, they'll give you an iPhone 6S just for switching.
Charlie Jingle Bells, I should switch to Metro.
It's smart, you should.
Get this unbelievable deal under your tree. Switch and get an iPhone 6S on us. Hurry, because deals this good don't last long. Metro by T-Mobile. plus sales tax and activation fee. Not valid for current T-Mobile network numbers or numbers active on Metro in past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Ho, 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 ho. What can I get you?
Hey, Santa, a pony and an iPhone for my mom. She really wants one.
That's a lot.
Look, at Metro, they'll give you an iPhone 6S just for switching.
Charlie Jingle Bells, I should switch to Metro.
It's smart. You should.
Get this unbelievable deal under your tree. Switch and get an iPhone 6S on us. Hurry, because deals this good don't last long. Metro by T-Mobile. Plus sales tax and activation fee. Not valid for current T-Mobile network numbers or numbers active on Metro in past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.